how's the collaboration in terms of figuring out how live action reacts with, you know, the 2D animation? I think from what I've seen, I think I really like that, you know, the camera is really steady because it sort of plays with the humor a little bit, just sort of the reactions and just sort of the way he moves and all that. But how is the collaboration between you guys and sort of figuring how these arcs and sort of how to ground that?
Yeah, the collaboration between like the
actors, producers,
directors. I mean, I feel like it's a pretty collaborative environment. I mean, and the animation studio as well. You know, they have a lot of input on character designs and how things are going to look. I think we all, everybody has a voice, you know, on the show. And from Lord Miller down, like those guys, although they are off making a Han Solo movie right now, you know, they have a lot of creative input on the show as well. No scripts, you know, get shot without their eyes being on them first and their notes being given. And the same when we get into editorial. There's been a lot of kind of figuring it out as we, you know, as we go along on a show like this that's, you know, really hasn't been done on, you know, on television before. So it takes a big team of, you know, very talented people working together to make that happen.
And you talk about sort of figuring it out on the day. So is there a lot of ad-libbing and sort of improv in terms of trying to figure things out?
Well, there's a little...
It just depends. Sometimes there's a lot. Like a ton of it, but maybe it doesn't matter because maybe it doesn't get used.
Yeah,
but
it's
still
the same.
It's like, used in terms of the finding something, finding the tone of things.
Yeah, the dialogue. The dialogue tends to, you know, we can be a little looser with dialogue. But as far as like improv on the Zorn side, yeah, it's interesting. He doesn't have the flexibility that, you know, I've directed episodes of other Brooklyn Nine-Nine and New Girl, and you can do a lot of improv on those shows. And the characters can use the space and move around and change things. But Zorn can't, you can't say like, oh, what if Zorn goes and gets a drink out of the fridge here? Well, we didn't prep for Zorn to get a drink out of the fridge here. And Zorn getting a drink out of the fridge means that we have to have something set up under the fridge that opens it and closes it. And we have to have the drink and we have to have something to stand it on. That there's a lot of different technical elements that go into that kind of improv. As far as dialogue goes, you know, we can be loose with things and play with lines and expand on things a little bit. What we do, though, is in post-production, we tend to rewrite a lot of Zorn dialogue and punch up a lot of Zorn dialogue. That's the one, as restrictive as it is on set with Zorn, we're much more free when we get into post-production. Because there's about, like four months or so, 4 or 5 months from when we shoot the episode to when it's finished, the animation's finished. And we can change, we can give Zorn new lines, we shot plate shots of, you know, the inside of Zorn's apartment, we can write new little Zorn scenes, and we can do a little bit of improv with Sudeikis when we're recording with him. Yeah.
Yeah, and just sort of to tease what's coming, will we see more people from Zorn's homeworld coming into the live-action world?
Yeah, Zorn's friend Headbutt Man comes, voiced by Rob Riggle, and he brings with him Headbutt Girl, voiced by Jillian Bell, who Alan gets stuck going to a party with Headbutt Girl. and Olivia Wilde is the voice of Zorn's radioactive ex-girlfriend, Radiana. Who comes to town for an episode. Dr. Klorpin's, Klorpin's the cave doctor, is voiced by Nick Offerman. He's sort of, Zorn FaceTimes with him whenever he has like medical issues or Alan's wondering something about his legs.
He's like a little rat guy.
Yeah, he's like a little cave dweller. Yeah.
Weird cave
he's
rat.
Almost like a bat, like
bat
a wingless
rat.
Bat with a doctor's.
Yeah, he's got a goatee, right? He's got a goatee and some glasses.
Yeah. He's a pretty. We definitely, as the season progresses and everybody, the relationships, you know, bloom a little bit and everybody gets more comfortable, that's when we start introducing, you know, some crazier elements from Zephyria coming in.